You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single-game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code CHARLIE, ZULU, ALPHA, BRAVO, ECHO to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season, exclusively at MyBookie. Hey, Zabe here. I'm excited to tell you about our new partner of the show, Infinite Epigenetics. It's a first-of-its-kind health test developed with researchers at Harvard, Duke, and Yale. The thing predicts your risk for the top five chronic diseases, like diabetes and heart disease, and gives you a personalized plan to prevent them based on your own DNA. Here's what makes it groundbreaking. Infinite is the only test that looks at your epigenetics, which is how your genes change based on your daily habits. What you eat, how you sleep, how you move. It all acts like an on-off switch for your genes. Your health isn't fixed. You can change it, and Infinite tells you exactly how. The test is simple. Prick your finger, put a few drops of blood on a card, mail it back, and in a couple of weeks, your results show up in the app. You get your disease risk over the next 5 years for heart health, brain and memory, diabetes, kidney, and liver, plus 105 health markers and a personalized 90-day plan. Most people find out about disease when it's too late. This gives you the power to take control before that happens. That's infiniteepigenetics.com/ZABE, code ZABE. Skip the line, save $150 per test, and start taking control of your health right now. Live infinitely with Infinite Epigenetics.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Now, I know there have been some rumors going around that the bank is no longer funding us. Well, I am here to put those rumors to rest. They are true. In terms of money, we have no money. So how will we get to the moon? The answer is clear. We won't. We are doomed. Now would probably be a good time to look for other employment options. I know I have fired up my resume, as I suggested all of you do as well.
This is the ZABEcast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. You just knew, even in the darkest of times, kids, I would still find that perfect pop culture soundbite to accent the content you are now consuming. I am here to put the rumors to rest. It is true. My show at 97.3 The Game is no more. We are not going to do more shows. Yes, indeed, this is the life I've chosen. Welcome to the ZABEcast impromptu edition this morning. I am in my skivvies and t-shirt. Ooh, didn't need that detail. Anyway, just woke up after a leisurely night's sleep of, oh shit, there's 6 years of my life suddenly ended in a split second. But then again, that's the life we've chosen. So I know many of you are saying, well, we need answers. What the hell's going on here? How did this possibly happen? Blah, blah, blah. Well, let me tell you, this is another example of it doesn't matter in radio how well you think you are doing, how solid you think you are, how certain you feel the future is. It's not. It never is. So here's the funniest thing or the craziest thing about radio and the fact that they just fired me and Butchie. Although my contract was up at the end of the month, but I can elaborate on that a bit more in a second. Butchie's was coming up soon as well. When you get non-renewed for reasons not due to any kind of misbehavior, it's the same as being fired if you still wanted to keep doing that job, which I very much did because I really, really loved it. It was such a blast. So I would love to be able to, you know, tell you that this makes sense. And I would love to be able to tell you that, yeah, you know what? I can see their point of view on this, but I can't, because what's crazy is that I had hit my ratings bonus for the last three books of the ratings periods, which run usually in four-month blocks, three of them per year. Is it three or four? Something like that. Like the last three, I was hitting the bonus because our show was right there, top three in the morning, target demographic, men 25-54, behind Bob and Brian and TMJ. And those are powerhouse programs in the market. Just me and Basketball Gronk and Luddy. I mean, that's a skeleton crew, and we are punching above our weight. We're doing great. Best, strongest ratings we'd ever had. And I'm getting a cha-ching, a nice little bonus every quarter. Cha-ching, hit the... You would think, right, if things were going that well, they'd say, well, we got to keep this going here. And of course, when you think that, well, surely they're going to renew my contract because I've got this trip to Cancun, the seventh one in a row called Sunburn Bowl that people have signed up for and are very much looking forward to. Surely they're not going to not renew me. That would be quite the mess. Quite hard to, oh, no, they just did it. If you have a trip to Pittsburgh planned, I guess we're not going to Pittsburgh, Butchie, to see Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers against the Packers. Nope, that's not happening either. So as solid as you think you are in this business, it can change in an instant for reasons that sometimes are mystifying. I think I know what's going on. In fact, I'd be willing to bet, and I'll explain that in a second. But here was my deal, basically. So when we started talking about, okay, are we doing an extension? And I'd say, I'd like to, but. And my only but was, I'm like, I just need a stronger third voice. And I know that budgets are tight. I said, if I just ask for one thing, could you please just give me Armin? Armin Sarian is the best in terms of a manic, super knowledgeable, highly intelligent, incredibly funny, and in his own sort of way, and an unbelievably loyal, dedicated worker. I'm like, could you give me Armin to run the board and to be our third guy? That's a weapon. That's like a Debo Samuel weapon. I would use him out of the backfield. I'd use him as a wide receiver. I can't guarantee how much airtime per se, but Armin would have been a huge part of the show. Armin and Butchie have a wonderful, great rapport and relationship as well. And by the way, when it comes to Butchie, I adore that big lug. Seriously. My man love appreciation for Brian Butch knows no bounds. I had so much fun doing the show with him, and I really think we grew a lot together and got a great chemistry going. And he's very smart, and he's funny as shit, and he plays it dumb, but he's not that dumb. Anyway, so I said, could you just give me Armin? And I said, by the way, keep Luddy. Luddy is the kind of guy you want on the team. It's just you're going to use him various places. You'll use him here. You'll use him there. I'm like, keep Luddy. No offense to him. Let me just upgrade to Armin. The only other, and they said, okay, we'll do that. We'll make that happen. I'm like, great. And the only other thing that I asked for really was, I said, you know, I really believe it's important for somebody at our station to go to the Packer games as the Packer station and to be there. And I'm more than willing to be that guy. I've grown to kind of like it. And, you know, be there, take photos, take videos, throw some social in, be able to tell stories on Monday about, you know, the game and everything else. And I said, I can also entertain clients. So I just, you know, need 4 tickets. Can you guarantee me 4 tickets? Because I don't want to go up on a press pass and sit in the press box and be like, oh, okay, good run by Josh Jacobs. Actually, I'm not clapping because you're not allowed to clap. And they said, okay, fine, we'll make that happen. So had an actual extension. The letter was drafted, letter of agreement. It was a flat deal, so it wasn't a raise. Understand? And I'm like, okay, let's keep doing this. Let's keep building this. Letter was, you know, agreed upon. I've got it in writing. My agent was able to, you know, get the powers that be to say, okay, here's the shape of it. And I'm like, great. I felt really, really good in June. I'm like, this is going to be great fun. Add Armin, lean into the Packer stuff, keep building, keep pushing, hopefully be number one in a year or so if we can keep doing all the right things. Well, at the end of June, the regional VP of programming retired. Not suddenly, it was sort of planned, but that sort of kind of, that threw a wild card into the mix, because when he retired, and he was the guy that helped build this station, helped build KFAN in Minneapolis, and was a big supporter and believer in me and others, when he retired, well, what happens, kids? A whole new set of corporate eyes start peeking in, going, what's going on over here? So that dance then began, and June turned to July. July turned to August. August turned to the football season. I'm getting kind of a little bit nervous, like, where, you know, do we have a signed contract? What are we doing? My agent kept assuring me, well, you know, they're just backed up at legal. They've got a lot of other stuff going on. Don't worry, don't worry. And okay. So we get into the football season. You know, we add the fact that I've got a hotel now to stay at Lambeau Field, which is great. Tim Scott was wonderful. By the way, Tim Scott was also let go. I don't know how many people understand that. So even if we had been spared, Tim was gone and there would have been a whole new head coach in there, and who knows what that guy would have done and what he or she would have said. Well, I don't want you doing this. I want you doing that. Tim was awesome because he backed us at every turn and he let us be who we are. So that needs to be said and understood right there. That was huge. That was the first thing that happened right after the show on Tuesday. But anyway, so I'm thinking everything is great. We're green, green, green. We're going to get the actual paperwork on this contract that we've agreed to in principle. I went to the first 2 Packer games. Tim was able to trade out this hotel, the Hotel Northland, for me. It's wonderful. Also trading out some food and bev with the Northwoods Commons, that place, the new tailgate place there. That was great. Went to the first game against the Lions, second game against the Commanders. Then, of course, Packers went on the road for 2, then the bye week. I'm back here this week for this game coming up against the Bengals. We went to the Brewer game, me and the knuckleheads, the grumpy old men, as the Brewers are in the middle of an amazing run, which also, talk about a dagger to the heart to not be able to be on Sports Talk Radio when the baseball team is about, well, we hope, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx things, when they are potentially ready to fulfill the greatest Cinderella storybook, Angels in the Outfield, this one's for Uke, World Series run you've ever seen, to have all of this come crashing down is a extra layer of gut punch. But anyway, so, I mean, as of Tuesday morning, I'm like, okay, this is great. This is going to be one of the all-time runs with the Brewers, and then the Packers, I think, are going to really take off here once they get Watson back and they stop shooting themselves in the foot. Micah Parsons, another incredible thing. You're like, I want to be here talking about this team with Micah Parsons all the way into January and hopefully to the Super Bowl. Well, I'll still be talking about him here on the Zabecast, just not on 97.3 FM in Milwaukee. So, thought everything was great. I mean, I'm just telling you, that's the landscape I'm looking at. And then, boom. Yeah, no. We're not renewing your contract. I know that we had, you know, scoped out the basics of it, but no, that's not happening. And Butchie's out too. and Tim's out too. They've reconfigured the lineup without any kind of promotion of it, so there's no social from the company about, hey, it's the new 97.3 The Game. Armin and Billy are in the morning with Luddy, and that shows, okay, that show's good. That's got promise there. They're working together, Billy and Armin, you know, only a couple months together, but both those guys are really good. There's one show. I think they've got middays, Doug and Bruiser out of Madison, and Dave Gasper, who people are starting to get to know. And I love all three of those guys, by the way, in their own ways, but phew, that is a, I mean, that pairing, that threesome there, that, you know, that has no real rhyme nor reason, but they're pros. They're going to make the best of it as they can. And then you got Drew and KB, established product, who also had been having the best ratings they've ever had. I think they were number one in their target demo in the afternoon in the last ratings book. Hunter is just an awesome kid who loves baseball, loves radio, and is going to do great things. But if you ask me, and coupled with the rumors that are online about a format switch to Hot AC, Hot Adult Contemporary, I worry about those who are still there. And honestly, my misfortune in that, shit, well, I was giving this the best run I could, and I was really enjoying it, and I thought we had a deal in place, and things were going good, and I'm making bonuses, and we're going on these trips, and now nothing? What? Forget me. I'm the least injured of all the people. I think of Butchie with his son Blake coming out of brain surgery. He's got two other young children. Now, Butchie's got diversified income streams, which is great and smart. The camps are there. The play-by-play for, or the color analyst job with the Badgers there. He does some television. But, you know, this job with me was a nice big pie slice of his deal. So that's going to be very tough and stressful for him and his family. Billy has a second child now. And I would imagine he's probably looking around like, shit, is this whole thing going away soon? Is this just keep someone with the lights on till the Packer season is over? Armin, same thing with a young child. That's why I tell people, don't go into radio. Certainly don't make it a career. You want to be in radio, fine. Make it a hobby. Radio is a good hobby, basically. And it's an industry that is struggling to find its way, to find its niche in an increasingly digital world. And I do believe in the power of radio. I do believe in it having a place. I believe it makes a big difference to stand out, because if you just say, well, you can catch us streaming, well, that's an ocean of streaming content and you don't know what's good, what's not. But if you were to ask me, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I know the Packers deal is up after this year, and if they're not going to renew the Packers, maybe they're just going to say, yeah, we're going to flip the station. That would make sense to me. Now, they could press ahead with this current configuration, this current lineup. It's, I think, right-sized, probably in terms of salaries, if I would guess, and age and proximity. All the guys left are now in Milwaukee proper itself, so they can actually get to the studio except for Bruiser. I don't really think that mattered. I don't think people gave a shit that I was here 50% of the time, give or take. They just wanted to hear what I had to say with my knowledge and experience in 24 years on Bob and Brian, with now 6 years here, at least 50-50, talking Wisconsin sports and understanding the landscape, the people, the places, the things, and everything else. I think what's left, you could in theory make a go of it, but I don't know, man. I would say it looks rather grim. And so for everyone there still, I don't think they're feeling really good right now. And that's got to suck, because you know what? They need a job, like we all need a job. And they've got to go and be pros, and they got to put shows out. And they don't know what to say about this firing that came upon them as quickly as it did us. And they were not given any real instruction on what to say. And there's no backing of, hey, we're improving our lineup and here's how, and we're going to promote it here and promote it there. No, there's none of that. So it's just very tough. I will miss doing the show for many reasons. I love it here. Current word, not past tense. I don't want to say I've loved it because I don't think it's over. I mean, I don't know if I'll be on the radio again in Milwaukee. You never know. But I'm just saying, I love Wisconsin. I love the people. The sports fans in Wisconsin have the best attitude towards sports ever. They are super passionate. They are plenty knowledgeable. They're just not savages like the people in Philly, New York, Chicago, Boston, etc. If the team is going bad, it's a general attitude of, oh, geez, yeah, no, the Packers are terrible. Luckily, it's been forever since they've been truly terrible for any long stretch of time. The people are great. The state is great. The weather sucks. Okay, that's the one thing I'll say. But you Wisconsinites already know that. That's like the only thing, though. And so I've loved doing this. And I regret nothing. And we tried it. We tried to do something. You know, Colleen Valcoon brought me in. And Tim and Drew recruited me heavily behind the scenes. And it was like, let's do a sports station that is willing to veer off the path of sports farther and wider than most people would, because that's what would resonate with Wisconsin sports fans and casuals. And it did, and it was. But, you know, corporate economics and one person's vision. Colleen came back to the company just last week, which is a weird full circle thing, because she was the one that recruited me to come do this. And, you know, she got tossed out with her job as market manager several years ago. But I just remember she told me, because I was having some apprehension, like, do I really want to make this, you know, take this chance and do this? She said, I need somebody who is willing to jump off a cliff. She said, I could be fired tomorrow. I can't think about that. I just want to go do this because I think it would be really, really fun. I think you would be really, really great. And I said, okay, fuck it. I'm in. Let's give it a try. And so I don't regret any of it. I regret that it ended. I regret that maybe some of you were ready to go to Cancun and now that trip, I don't know what's going on with that trip. You're going to have to call the travel company about that and see what's happening. Maybe they'll still go. Maybe Wayne's still going. I don't know. I know that I'm not going. So there's that. But I regret nothing. We tried. It worked for a while. It's still there for those who survive, and I hope that they survive and thrive deep for years into the future, but I don't know. It's looking pretty dicey. It's looking like they may just fold it all up. Good luck making money on music radio. I thought music radio was dead. I thought sports and talk was the only thing keeping anything up, keeping anything afloat in the company. But anyhow, in the meantime, I will enjoy sleeping in. I now have no excuses for being out of shape, so I'm going to have to get on that Peloton, as I tweeted to Butchie today. And I thank every one of you who have been reaching out and saying how much you missed the show already, how shocked you are, how much you appreciated what we did. Those comments, believe me, make it really, really heartfelt. It helps, you know, helps me in this time to go, okay, we reached people. People cared. People made us part of their daily lives in the mornings. And that's the magic of radio. That's what is still great about it, even though the rest of it is, as somebody once said, number one bullshit. That is number one bullshit. That said, quick break. When we come back, Mr. X on whatever is cooking on his front. NFL, college football, gambling, numbers, observations, announcers, and more. I know he's going to want to go off on the Cardinals collapse. And the latest news is Jonathan Gannon has been fined $100,000 because he lightly hit that ding-dong demarcado for fumbling the ball at the one. If ever there was a moment in which this league jumps the shark, actually, I think we might be at it. Stay with us. You're listening to the Zabecast. You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code CHARLIE, ZULU, ALPHA, BRAVO, ECHO to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season, exclusively at MyBookie.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
God f***ing damn it!
What? That's good, right?
No. I only bet 10.
But you won.
What did I say? What did I tell you? It's a short thing.
You talk about this crap like it's science, Tony.
I lost a lot of f***ing money.
You didn't lose.
We could have turned your bullshit into a f***ing $1 million.
My bullshit?
You ever think I might know what I'm doing?
I'll just call myself Mr. X. Yep, you can't go wrong with Mr. X.
Mr. X joins us now, and Mr. X, we are in a very perilous state with our weekly hit because I am finding out that more and more you come to the table with a whole rundown of stuff you're itching to burn on. I've got my own agenda, and then I'm leaving you high and dry on what you really want to get to, so I am now increasingly coming to this conversation hat in hand with no plan, no rundown, no specific things in particular. So if you can handle that responsibility of having your homework done, then I'm going to let you run your segment, if that's okay.
Well, that sounds great. The only problem with that is I was going to do the same thing today.
Oh, really? Today was one of the days you're like, I'm not going to do anything.
I'm a little bit light today because of what everything you just said.
Okay.
But
all right.
Well,
let's start.
See what happens.
Let's start with the Arizona debacle because I know you have thoughts on that. And I just teased before going to break the lunacy of fining the coach, Jonathan Gannon, $100,000 because he lightly smacked the chest and arm of a dipshit who cost them the game. Somebody tweeted, think about Ditka or Chuck Knoll or any coach that you looked up to in the 70s. And imagine them in this current fucking era. They also said that DeMarcado will not be punished or disciplined for his mistake. And I'm like, are we in the bizarro world right now?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I will say this. I just saw that video this morning, and I didn't have my glasses, and I thought I didn't see him really make contact. So I don't know if he hit, pushed.
It doesn't matter the contact. In my world, the coach would have had the right to kick him in the balls as hard as he could for being such a dipshit. By the way, how much was Jason Kelce fined? Or Travis Kelce fined when he starts getting in the face, screaming at Andy Reid and pushing him on the sidelines. Oh, that's right. He wasn't fined because they're like, what a competitor. Look at that. He's willing to show his coach how passionate he is. So what? It's not a two-way street?
Well, I agree with him overall, although I will say I'm pretty sure that, as you mentioned, the kick in the balls is no longer legal. But
you sound like you're soft on this. You sound like you're listening to your millennial kids, your Gen Z kids too much about, you know, Dad, you really can't touch a player. That's not what leadership is.
No, I didn't say that. I said can't kick him in the balls. Okay.
I know. Anyway,
I think it's soft, and I think I think this is, look, let's face it, this is a product of unions, you know. You can't do anything to a union or a labor, but you can always do it to management and ownership, and there's just not a two-way street.
I mean, I guess maybe, but...
I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that's what it is.
I know, but remember, the union, that's a... that is a hostile relationship between the owners and the union. You would think that they wouldn't want to cater to them by going, oh, gee, please be nice. We're not going to get mad about this. I don't know. I think combined, there's several things combined that really have made me feel worse about the NFL than I ever have felt. Actually, there's four things. And look, am I going to not watch the NFL? No. Not yet, but my patience and my affinity for this league, hashtag this league, is being tested on multiple fronts. Now, you know, I've got a couple of the grumpy old men swearing they're off the NFL because of the Bad Bunny halftime. And I said, okay, all right, well, that's fine. I'm going to make a sandwich at halftime, but you guys go do what you got to do. The four things this weekend that really tested me were, number one, the 1 o'clock slate was dog shit. Terrible games, terrible football.
Yeah, was.
Now, there's nothing in the Constitution, Mr. X, that says we should be guaranteed awesome batches of football in every window. 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. There's nothing in there. We're going to get some done.
Yeah, it is. It's in there.
It's in there?
It's in the back. Okay. It's in the back.
And I'm like, okay, there's nothing guaranteeing it, but part of the reason why is they built the league, they engineered the league the last 20 years to be a TV show about quarterbacks. And so therefore, they've elevated the game and they tweaked the rules so that you got to have a great quarterback to have a chance. And it's created all kinds of perverse economic and rules and strategy after effects. Teams don't run it anymore because running is for suckers. And it's just not effective. Teams overpay mediocre quarterbacks. See Murray, Kyler, or Tagovailoa, Tua. And so their economics, their cap get warped to shit because, well, we think he's the guy. We got to pay him the going rate. So you have now the taffy stretched far and wide from Thursday to 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock to Sunday night to Monday night. They got a doubleheader this week, Mr. X, on Monday Night Football again. Yeah. And so if it's a TV show about quarterbacks, then you're going to promote the quarterback as the most essential part of the team. And it's such a hard position nowadays with defensive ends who are monsters who cannot be blocked, like Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons and T.J. Watt and others. So they can't be blocked, number one. The quarterbacks get hurt all the time. There's not enough to play the position at a decent level. Teams don't run the ball reliably and play defense. They've got to throw it 30, 40, 50 times a game. And because you're stretching the taffy of the TV product across a wider span of games, what's the net going to be? Batches of shitty, unwatchable games like the 1 o'clock window last Sunday. So that's problem number one. Problem number two was the roughing the passer in the Saints-Giants game on Jackson Dart. Tell me you saw that one.
Yeah, that was bad.
Bad. It was the worst anyone has ever seen. Because it was a clean tackle, no helmet to helmet, and the defender actually knew he might get flagged, so he let go of Dart on the way to the ground, and they still threw the flag. So that play says there is a deep sickness, a cancer of officiating in way they're going so out of their way to protect the quarterbacks that you're bordering on the unwatchable if that's going to turn a good defensive play into a 15-yard bonus and a new set of downs for the offense. Point three of what is testing me in this league is the aforementioned Jonathan Gannon situation, where a coach can't even yell at or hit lightly a player who has done a dipshit move that many other players in the league are doing still. Inexplicably, after all these years, after Leon Lett in 93, this should never, ever, 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 ever happen again. And yet these dum-dums do that. Dum-dums like DeMarcado, who is a hanger-on guy. He's a replacement-level player. Third-string running back, who you would think We'd be like, hop, 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 yes, sir, no, sir, yes, coach, okay, hold the ball, I'm going to walk it back to the goal line, or walk it back to the sideline. No, he's acting like a dipshit. So that has tested my patience. And then, just as a cherry on top, Jerry Jones getting fined $250,000 because he flipped the bird off camera, but somebody caught it to a fan at the Meadowlands. What are we doing, Mr. X? This league is chasing its tail of shit that does not matter. I'll yield and yield the floor to the good senator from Fairfax, Virginia.
I would say you're right about it doesn't matter. So, okay.
So if it doesn't matter, whatever. Keep watching the games.
Exactly. If they rearranged the schedule so that we had a game every night of the week, it would make life really hard because we couldn't do anything else. We'd still watch it every night.
Okay, you would, Mr. X, and your fellow band of gambling hardos would. Mm. I'm here to gently tell you that there aren't as many of you and your buddies as you think.
You wouldn't watch it every night?
No. It's too much.
How many out of seven nights would you watch? Five?
Well,
it'll cut back.
I mean, I guess I might pop it on, but if you have Christmas every day, you don't have any Christmas.
Well, I hear you. I guess I think at the end of the day, there's still going to be mistakes. And if the league defended the Jackson Dart penalty and said, yes, that's what we want, I'd agree with you more. But when a ref makes a mistake, he makes a mistake. And if they don't try to protect him, we have a lot more games with Cooper Rush. And so I get it.
Okay.
And it's going to be hopefully not at the worst time and cost a game. And okay. And that was a mistake. But they're not – he didn't want it to be a foul. The ref messed up.
If the rules being called that way prevented the unfortunate need for the Jake Brownings and the Cooper Rushes 5 weeks into the year, then I could say, okay, it's a preventative measure. It
doesn't prevent, but it reduces.
I'm arguing we don't know if it reduces. There's no way to actually know. You think, but you don't know. And I think the game is so violent, and guys get injured so easily on this play, that play, everything else. I don't think that these calls are helping. But again, it's a TV show about quarterbacks. The other thing that's very, very tough, Mr. X, is the capriciousness of the officiating on these calls like pass interference, because the two of them in the Jacksonville, Kansas City game. And it makes you wonder, well, how are they missing these?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
How come replay assist can't go, hey, whoa, 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 you missed a huge one? What is replay assist saying in the ears of the refs? We don't know. The league is being called essentially from New York in a darkened room full of monitors. And when they went to this saying, well, you know, instead of making coaches do a full challenge and possibly use one of their precious two to overturn an obviously incorrect play, why don't we just have the eye in the sky in New York help out with replay assist? When that first was implemented, I was one of the few guys that screamed, are you kidding me? Who's comfortable with the league itself in a dark room calling every game? I'm not. Yet we still watch.
You are a major buzzkill. I'm enjoying football season.
I've come to bark up an empty tree on this, but did you have a survivor pool entrant on Arizona and watched it go down in flames?
Maybe.
Was it the circle one for 1,000?
No, I was watching that and I was laughing my ass off at Arizona screwing up the end of that game multiple ways, from Demarcado to then intercepting and fumbling, and I was laughing. And then a few minutes later, I was like, oh, wait, they're my survivor pick. Oh, well.
So it wiped out a ton of people, obviously.
Yeah.
And and here's what's also crazy. So forget the Demarcado brain fart. Forget the DB who turned a pick into a touchdown because he thought he was going to get up and run for 95 yards through a bunch of people because, I got the ball, instead of just staying on the ground. Forget all that. Yeah. It was the three straight runs by the Cardinals.
Yeah, that was bad.
And a punt that gave it back to Tennessee. And if that wasn't bad enough, Did you hear what the OC and what Gannon said this week about the call on 3rd and 8, the run? Nobody in this league runs on 3rd and 8. You could have Adrian Peterson's love child with the DNA of LaDainian Tomlinson. You still don't run on 3rd and 8. Did you hear what the OC said?
Nope. What did he say?
Yeah, I didn't like that call.
Okay.
You didn't? Why'd you call it then? And he gave some word salad as to it. He wanted to be able to say, okay, that sucked, but didn't want to take accountability or responsibility for he was the guy who fucking did it. And Gannon basically said the same thing.
Why would you tell your ownership that you are the problem? I mean, nobody wants to. If you keep telling them it's you, they'll believe it.
They'll believe you. Yeah.
But it's not that they ran three times. It's the way they ran three times.
Cowardly.
They were the most give up between the tackles. Yes. We're eating clock. There was no like attempt to pop an 8-yard run.
And it was against probably the worst secondary in the league. Tennessee's back end is complete Swiss cheese.
Yeah. Now, also, I'm no Leon Lett apologist, but, it's funny. We talk about him because his thing was up 50 points, holding the ball out, celebrating, and a defender hustled and knocked it away. These guys are doing it on their own.
No, you're right. Leon
That's
Letts,
ridiculous.
Leon Letts is less egregious by a factor of 5, at least, than these clowns. Yeah. So, that said, there is stuff elsewhere to talk around the league, and that is...
Well, let me tidy that up for a second. Yes. When you were talking about these incredibly impossible-to-block defensive ends, all I could think of was, like, you left one out. How about Chris Jones?
Okay, let's talk about the Chris Jones thing, shall we?
What? Okay, now I just slipped into what are you doing? Sorry, I didn't give you the chance to lead in.
What are you doing? I don't have the soundbite handy, but you can hear it in your head. Yeah.
What the hell?
Listen, everyone was saying, are you kidding me? You got to give better effort than that. And Jones was asked
better
about
effort?
It.
How about any effort?
I know. It was one of the worst reps, as they say in football lingo, put on tape in a long, long time. Just awful.
How does film watching day go in Kansas City on that play with the coaching staff and the players? Okay, they can't touch him. They don't want to hurt his feelings. They always say players hold each other accountable. How do you run the screen and talk about that play on film study day? What do you say?
I don't know. And it's hard because he's paid top of the market as one of the all pro defensive tackles in the league. When he is motivated and right, he's awesome. He seems like a pretty sensible guy to me. So that kind of rep shocked me because he does not have a Haynesworth-like reputation.
No, that's going to follow him. I mean, it doesn't matter in a sense, but what a change in reputation that is going to hold over his head, I think. And well-deserved.
Yeah, absolutely well-deserved. So, all right. What was I going to pivot to here on the NFL? I'm quickly scrolling down some of my things here. But what else from last week?
Well, let's do the wrap-up on last week. I think it was an interesting week in this sense. The favorites only went 5-9. Okay, fine. But what was interesting is it's what you call a non-point spread week because all 9 underdogs won their games outright. So the bottom line is if you picked the winning team, you went 14-0. Point spreads didn't even matter in a single game, and I don't recall that happening very often. The 5 favorites that won, they covered. And the 9 that lost got beat outright, including a couple of big upsets, obviously, with the Patriots and the Titans. It's minor upsets in Broncos and Jags.
Right.
But, it's like it's that old adage of you tell somebody, forget the spread, just pick the winner. Well, yeah, but were you going to pick 9 underdogs? No. But that brought the yearly total to 41-41. favorites and dogs dead even again. After the favorites were hot early, they gave it up this week. The home teams were atrocious last week. They went 4-10.
Jesus.
And yeah, they get the home advantage is with the whole eye in the sky and everything else is disappearing in this generation. It used to be you got the calls, you had advantages. Now it's just not happening. The overs finally had a good week and they went 9-5. The public didn't do very well. They missed the top games in the Saints. Everybody had the Giants except on our side. Everybody had the Giants and Philly, and they both went down. So that's my wrap up for last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some more NFL. This is the funniest trade I think I've ever seen. Joe Flacco has been traded from the Browns to the Bengals in exchange for swapping places from a fifth round to a sixth round pick. Almost the bare minimum of compensation that you can get. The Bengals play the Packers this week at Lambeau. It is possible if Flacco starts or plays that he has a chance to beat the Packers twice in not just one season, but twice in four weeks, in a month. According to research, no quarterback has ever beaten the same team twice in a single regular season.
Okay. Now, here's one for Paul Charchian, if he's listening. Charch invented many years ago in fantasy on your show. I heard him talk about the, what did he call it? He called it the sabotage.
Suicide drop. Or the sabotage.
Yeah, where
the
you
sabotage
drop a
drop.
Guy.
You drop yeah, you a guy drop you know a guy. Is going to be fantasy poison, hoping your opponents in fantasy pick him up, thinking, oh, right. We can shine this guy up. Are you saying that the Bengals or the Browns
the point is
might
he's
have
better
done...
off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Charge's theory was he's better off on the other guy's team than on my bench because he'll hurt the other guy. God. Is that what the Browns just did?
Yeah. How about this? The Ravens. At 1-4, just having had their doors blown off in against the Texans, are still the betting favorite to win the division. That's how little Vegas still thinks of the Steelers and Rodgers. Can you believe that?
Well, it's all about Lamar. If Lamar's back next week, they should be that favorite. They should turn around and with Flacco in Cincy and the Steelers. And Rodgers, you got me thinking about that. I got to check Lamar's status, and that might be a really smart midseason bet right there for the Ravens to come back and win that.
Well, you're not going to get a lot of value because they're the number one. They're still the favorite at plus 100. The Steelers are plus 110. Yeah. The Browns and Bengals are plus 1800 at this time. Back to the Browns, though. You want to hear the funniest list off of the salary cap you've ever heard? Like, the salary cap's not supposed to be funny. It's just numbers, right? The Browns find a way to make it funny. You ready? Spot Rack, the place that covers salary caps and numbers and contracts. Ready? Updated Browns 2025 quarterback cap hits. Kenny Pickett, $8,000 dead cap. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, $171,000 dead cap. Bailey Zappi, $315,000 practice squad. Deshaun Watson, $36 million pup list. Shedeur Sanders, $955,000 active. Joe Flacco, $1 million dead cap. Dylan Gabriel, $1.1 million active. And Jameis Winston, $2.2 million dead cap. They've got Winston, Gabriel, Flacco, Sanders, Watson, Zappi, DTR, and Pickett all under cap this
year. Well, and Zabe?
Yeah?
It's only early October. They
and
could get some more.
The season is young. All right, let's pick the Thursday game, and then I got to put a quarter in your baseball jukebox because there's some good, interesting shit going on right now as we're into the DL, the NLDS, ALDS portion of it. Our Thursday night game is who? Pop quizzed you there, didn't I?
See, hold on. Eagles are at the Giants.
Yeah, when you said you were unprepared,
I was still looking
really
at that list.
All right.
No, Eagles, I was looking Eagles at that list you told me to go by that I now can't go by.
All right, Eagles minus 7.5 against the Giants. All right. Oh, one other Easter egg from last Sunday. Did you see where Jalen Hurts on the Hail Mary at the end of the game sprinted to the end zone like he might catch his own rebound? Did
no.
you see that? Watch
I
that
did not.
Play. He heaves the Hail Mary from about the 45 and then goes into a full sprint and makes it down to like the 10 by the time the ball fell out of the hands of both A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. They both had it briefly for a second.
They had a shot on that, yeah.
They sure did.
Did we already do Pete Rose?
No. Officially, I'm going to do that with Scott and Solly tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine.
So we don't need to talk about that.
You sent it to me and asked me to read it, so I couldn't remember if we'd done it or not. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I want to keep that a surprise for them, so I can't
can
send
I,
them
Can
something.
I throw in my one college note of the week? I'd like to say, and I had it set for the What Are You Doing?
Yes.
Penn State. Are you kidding me? The worst I don't know what they call them now, Power Four, the worst major college program in the country, UCLA, goes into Penn State and just smokes them.
Well, other way around, Penn State went out to UCLA.
I'm sorry, yes. They did go to UCLA. It shouldn't matter. They could have played on the moon and Penn State should have destroyed them. Is that the kiss of death for James Franklin? To lose to the worst? UCLA couldn't beat anybody.
Well, it's not the kiss of death, but what I said on Twitter was James Franklin just got bit by a big old spider in the Amazonian rainforest. Yeah. He won't die tonight, but he knows he is not making it out of the rainforest alive. It's
okay,
take
and my
some
last
time. They don't want to make a knee jerk. Like, look, he has many more shitty games to lose before this is all said and done.
Yeah,
don't think he's gonna right the ship and then make a
backdoor
run to the playoff. That ain't happening.
No, and this coming off a loss where you thought they were gonna just take it all out on UCLA. But my favorite NFL game of last weekend, the Seattle Tampa game. Was awesome. Baker and Darnold were awesome. And all I could think of was the Carolina Panthers need to get that game film and remind themselves why they cut both of those quarterbacks.
Right. Yeah, that was something to watch. Yesterday on the pod, I asked Charge teasingly. I was like, so Sam Darnold, man, he's good. Like, where did the Seahawks get him from? Where was he before this? And you know what Charge did? He went right to the Niners. He's like, well, he was on the Niners. And then before that, he was on Carolina. And I go, you sure he wasn't somewhere before the Niners when he came to? And he's like, oh, well, I just assumed, Charge said. I just assumed you knew he was in Minnesota last year. And I said, Charge, you are burying the trauma of what might be one of the all-time bad decisions if J.J. McCarthy, when he comes back from the bye, sucks.
Yeah.
Because he might. On college, I got to talk about this. Arch Manning is in a weird spot right now with Texas because he is terrible, but he's a Manning, and he's got two more years of eligibility left.
Yeah.
Do you run off a Manning if you're Sark and the Longhorns? That would be awkward, wouldn't it, to say, you know what, next year we're giving the job to somebody else.
But in all seriousness, in this era – I don't know if they necessarily run him off, but does he want to stay where he's underperformed, or does he just take the money and go to another program?
And suck for another program? And how much money is going to be at the new
program? Then you turn around
and
try to blame Texas. I don't know.
I don't know either, but I think
he's never played well. We've always been told he could play.
Well, that's
the thing. We've never seen that he can play.
A lot of people are saying he's now in the – running for, and he's in danger of being the biggest high school bust recruit of all time. Somebody pointed out that, hey, Quinn Ewers was 100 out of 100 as a high school prospect. He had a good college career, but not great. And he is currently on the practice squad as a undrafted player in the NFL.
Well, Texas will probably just retire his number, and the Browns will draft him.
Right. Well, I'm sorry. Quinn Ewers was a seventh round pick. So he. So you had somebody said, "Hey, Arch Manning is not the biggest bust in college football history. He's not even the biggest. He's the second bust that Sark arguably has had. Because Ewers, while he had a good college career, was hyped to a level that he should be starting in the NFL, but he's not. He's on the Dolphins, and he was drafted in the seventh round. You just don't know how many these guys.
Yeah, it's one thing to it's hard to go college, high school to college. Some hit, some don't. But it's so easy in hindsight. But Arch was the Heisman favorite before he'd ever played a game this year.
Yeah.
He had never played a full – I mean, well, he had a couple during the injuries, but he had never even been on the field and were saying he's the number one pick in the Heisman. Wow.
A lot of people saying they owe apologies to Sark for all the times that went online and posted saying, why the fuck is Arch Manning not playing? Get Quinn Ewers, who sucks, out of the game. They're like, now I know what you guys were seeing in practice with Arch. So, yes.
Exactly.
Sorry, sorry about that. One more thing. Hulu announced that the planned documentary series, Hard Knock Style, for North Carolina football with Bill Belichick is now no longer going to be produced or released. And the comments off of that are so great. The best one was somebody said, oh, really? What happened? Oh, really? What happened there? Other people are saying, here's $100 right now. Just give me the footage you've collected so far. I need to see it. Somebody else pointed out that Getty Photographs, the photography service, Getty Images, they always post X number of, acceptable shots from sporting events. And in this case, for the North Carolina game last week against Clemson where they got killed, it was like 70 photos. Of the 70 photos that Getty posted, do you know how many of them were of Jordan Hudson?
53.
Close, 39.
Okay.
Somebody said, what are we doing here that there's 70 photos of a college football game and 39 of them are on this thirst trap who has hooked into Bill Belichick? Woof. Mm. I don't know if he makes it to the end of the year. We shall see. Okay. So,
so what are they going to do? What's worse, the contract or the fact that the contract stipulated his son was the successor? Huh? So you got to buy them both out?
There will be lawyers. Will be lawyers. So that said, Mr. X, let's pick this Thursday game and put a wrap on it and send you on your way. Eagles minus 7.5 against the Jets, or the Giants, excuse me. God bless America. I never like laying 7.5. I also think the Giants are uniquely abysmal. I also think the Eagles have real verifiable problems, and they've got internal tension because the wide receivers don't like the quarterback right now. I'm not putting any money on the big blue right now. Give me the Eagles, and I'll buy off the half. Do you recommend me buying off the half?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
All right. Eagles at 7.
If it's 7.5, you go to 7. That's correct.
Okay. All right. I got the Eagles. Who do you got?
Oh, I will take that touchdown plus at home on a short week. The Eagle, there's nothing to like about the Giants, but a division game at home, short week. It's got low score written all over it, 21-17. I'll take the touchdown plus.
All right. Sounds good. For more information from Mr. X, go to his website, callmemrx.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at @justcallmemrx. Don't forget, you'd never want to bet more than you can afford to win. And you also want to bet at mybookie.com using promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Mr. X, safe gambling, and we will see you next week.
Bye. Take care.
And that is a wrap. Thank you for listening and supporting. If you want to support me even further in these dark, dire professional times I'm in, then by all means, subscribe to Fridays on the Zabecast and be a true 1%er. It's $5 a month. I've got my tin cup out. I've got my I'm blind glasses on, and I'm saying, can you help a guy who just got fired from radio? Can you help? Jingle, jingle, jingle. Go to zabe.com/premium to sign up today. Do it month to month, and then you can quit once you feel like, all right, he's got another job. He's going to be fine. Or do it for the year. Or because I don't know. Maybe I'm going to go. I know my podcasts are going to get longer now because I have more shit I've got to say. More shit I want to say. And so that's going to be a bonus for you Monday through Friday for free. Okay? So subscribing wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I'm not begging, but I'm sort of begging. Just kidding. Anyway, Scott and Solly tomorrow for You Are Looking Live, and we'll have some good laughs about the times we've all been fired from radio because those guys have been through it as well. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thursday, and we will see you next time. When the dead lies ahead of me seemed impossible to face. And when someone else... You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit mybookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.